Blog Talk Radio.
So fill us in on all of that and how it all came about.
Okay, all right. So Cynthia Bailey Doll, it's just more of a positive empowerment piece that I'm trying to put out to the world, to young girls. My school, the Bailey Agency School of Fashion, most of my students are very young. I mean, I have them coming to me as young as 5 years old, up until, 30 years old. But my core students usually range between the ages of 5 and 13. And I grew up playing with dolls, and I didn't have any dolls that looked like me or that were even black. I had my dolls, my Barbie dolls were white with blonde hair, and I completely could not relate to them. And I thought, this would just be a great way to just put out something that young girls can relate to that's positive, and just another way to empower and inspire young girls.
It sounds just wonderful. And those dolls are available, correct?
Yes, they are. You can get the Cynthia Bailey Doll on the website, CynthiaBaileyDoll.com. CynthiaBaileyDoll.com.
So fill us in on all of that and how it all came about.
Okay, all right. So Cynthia Bailey Doll, it's just more of a positive empowerment piece that I'm trying to put out to the world, to young girls. My school, the Bailey Agency School of Fashion, most of my students are very young. I mean, I have them coming to me as young as 5 years old, up until, 30 years old. But my core students usually range between the ages of 5 and 13. And I grew up playing with dolls, and I didn't have any dolls that looked like me or that were even black. I had my dolls, my Barbie dolls were white with blonde hair, and I completely could not relate to them. And I thought, this would just be a great way to just put out something that young girls can relate to that's positive, and just another way to empower and inspire young girls.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
Hair Radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Carey Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carafe Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
Ooh. Show is hot out here. No, I don't mind, though.
In the corners of my mind, I just can't seem to find a reason to believe that I can break free. But you see, I have been down for so long, feel like all hope is gone. But as I lift my hands, I understand that I should raise it to my circumstance.
Because I don't want my people, I can dance.
So I can dance.
went wrong at one time. So much pressure fell on me. I thought I was gonna lose my mind.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It is my honor to welcome back to our broadcast Mr. Jorge. And along with Jorge, we have Miss Naomi. Welcome, guys. Welcome to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show.
Welcome.
So much.
Thank you so much, Carrie. How are you?
Awesome. I am doing great. Well, first, I want to kind of jump on in, and to all of our sharp-eared listeners, they kind of already know who you are, Jorge.
Okay.
You've been, yes, because you have been a part of the content and programming throughout our network, I should say. You're part of, and we have like a wonderful podcast that's available on 9 platforms, including Spotify and Apple. And they can find you right there. So when they're on listening to their favorite music, you've already informed a great deal of folks all about autism when they have listened to you on the podcast on Spotify, in addition to our archived content through the Hair Radio Morning Show. So we are just so honored. You did a great job. And so I just wanted to let you know that on behalf of all of us at the Hair Radio Morning Show, thank you for educating us on the subject of autism. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Now, today, we have a very special reason for bringing you back to this network and to our amazing show, and that is because you're not alone, like Michael Jackson sang. You are not alone. We have Miss Naomi. Miss Naomi, who is, you know, well, I'm going to let you introduce Miss Naomi Jorge. Who is Naomi? Tell us all about Naomi Jorge.
Naomi, I guess you can say it in three simple words. I love you.
Wow, okay. And so we're going to just expound on that a little bit. Naomi, if you haven't figured it out already, Naomi and Jorge are an amazing couple who I have the great honor and privilege to introduce you guys to on a much deeper level as well. And that is because Jorge himself has been considered autistic, and so today's focus is to see how you guys, and Naomi, you're a big part of this as well, how to see how you guys are kind of, you know, building and starting a brand new relationship with something like autism as the backdrop as well. And so we're going to talk about all of that. But first, let's kind of at least tell the folks, just remind everybody, Jorge, on what your life is like with autism. We'll start there.
Yes, for sure, Carrie, for sure. I guess I can tell you autism.
And we're going to have you to speak up really well, Mr.
Yes,
you speak up really well on there. Go right ahead.
I guess I can tell you guys that autism is a blessing, but a curse in disguise as a blessing. There's a lot of difficulties that I struggle with, but there's a lot of blessings and benefits that Naomi can have with autism. She can agree. But autism on a day-to-day basis, I struggle socially. And as far as sensitivity, the noises, the volumes can be a lot more difficult to manage compared to you guys that hear six times lesser than we do.
Wow, that's amazing. Okay, and you, go ahead. Did you have something else you wanted to
as
add?
As far as relationships, day-to-day meeting people, and I guess it can be hard to communicate, especially when I'm overwhelmed, or it can be hard to understand what someone's feeling, judging by their looks. But it's usually things that I can deal with and I cope with, but I also know how to manage it enough to help me, you know, deal with life on a day-to-day basis, Curry.
Awesome. Well, let me just, as you guys know out there, we all have Google fingers. You know, we're all Google professors. So once I looked up autism, and online it says this, autism is a complex neurobehavioral disorder characterized by impairment in reciprocal social interaction, impairment in communication, and the presence of repetitive and stereotypic patterns of behaviors, interests, and activities. The
yes.
onset of symptoms is typically before the age of 3. The severity
yes.
of impairment in the given domains, as well as the pattern of impairments, varies from individual to individual. That is why diagnosticians refer to a spectrum of disability, and we've all heard that ASD, autism spectral disorder. So now I want to turn over a little bit, and we're going to get a little bit more into this. And as I mentioned earlier at the top of this wonderful piece, is that we have an entire video that's out there. You can look and see Mr. Jorge. He's on camera with me as well, which is on our Salon TV Network app, as well as on our Salon TV channel, and then, of course, on Spotify with a podcast. Now, I've got to turn to, I'm getting ready to say, our very special guest today, Naomi, who this is the first time you're making a debut on on the Hair Radio Morning Show. So welcome and good morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm kind of nervous, but...
Oh, no. Don't be nervous. You are amongst friends. And we welcome you. And so, Naomi, and that's what I want to do. I want to start... Tell us a little bit about yourself.
A little bit of myself? Well,
yes.
I can describe myself as a loving person, first of
yes.
all. I love to be myself, and I also like to be the right, no matter what the society says. I
awesome.
Always like to be the right in this world.
wonderful. Now, I have to say that the two of you are a couple. And,
yes.
Jorge, we are familiar with Jorge's challenges in being autistic. And,
mm-hmm.
Naomi, you are not. You are not autistic. So I want, what's your impression? What did you, when you guys met and you started to this amazing friendship, what went through your mind? Were you familiar with autism? Because I really, until I had a chance to meet Jorge and learn up close what this is all about, and I can again thank Mr. Jorge for that, you know, I was totally unknowing. So this whole thing is very important. It was a big part of my education, and we're helping a lot of listeners today with this as Jorge has kind of educated them along the way as well. So what went through your mind, Naomi?
Well, being honest.
Yes. Oh, sure. Be honest. Yes. We're not going to tell anybody on the show. It's just between us three today.
being honest, when we just met, I like him as a friend because he always been a wonderful person, an excellent man. At first, I didn't know he was autistic because back in the time, I didn't really know what autistic looks like. I thought back in the moment, I thought autistic was, as many movie theater, they pointed out as more like mentally challenged. But he definitely, he is a wonderful man. So I learned what is autistic when I met him. When he told me, hey, I'm autistic, I'm like, are you serious? You're lying. You're lying. But what he showed me actually is true. He struggled socially, but definitely that's something that we can work on, because the key of our relationship is that it's just accepting to each other, accepting our strengths and also weaknesses. We need to.
Are you a stylist, barber, nail tech, or involved in personal care on any level? Are you good at what you do? I bet you are. And as being as good as you are, that leaves you less time to handle your clients. I mean, as far as booking appointments, product sales, pricing, and all that. Well, I have something that'll help you on that end and still allow you to be great. ChairWatch. It's a new mobile booking platform that allows your client direct access to you. It'll allow them to book, change, cancel appointments, place themselves on standby, buy products, and even be able to send you direct messages. And that is just a taste of all the services that ChairWatch provides. Sounds good? Then check it out at ChairWatch.com, or you can download the app via the Apple Store or Google Play. ChairWatch, a new and better way to connect with your clients.
Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. after the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
But then it's like, you know, I'm kind of wondering, do they know how Carrie Hines fits into this? Because you have been part of a media, I won't say frenzy, you've been part of the media and made some very, very important inroads and, you know, connections that I think that somebody needs to explore and write about or talk about or tell about. So I'm thankful that you're going to help me look back and kind of document some of the things that you have contributed to media and some of the people and lives that you've touched, because I think it's really important and people don't know because you're so humble. And if you would, just indulge me and share with the listeners the things that you do as Carrie Hines.
Listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I happen to be right here with Hair Radio Houston, literally our very, very first guest that I'm so honored to say. And right now, I'm actually literally from your home down here in Houston, Texas. I have to say, just an amazing couple of folks that just makes me be feel real proud to be here. So my very special guest to introduce you guys to, now she's just a mover and shaker. We're going to have her tell you all about it, Miss Sharon Rayon. So here, welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hello, Hair Radio people. It is so good to be here. Welcome to Houston, Texas. I am so glad that you are here and in my home. I am so looking forward to listening and being a part of the family. Yes.
Well, listen, we have to say welcome. Now, one of the reasons that we wanted to come out here and shout out to my dear colleague, did you guys know Miss LaDonna? So just going to say hi over there because she helps to make this possible today. So hold it. Now, I gotta ask, let's start a little bit.
Okay.
Tell us down here in Houston. Now, I have already found the folks to be very special. But what makes you, and you've been up in our neck of the woods, we still broadcast out of New York and New Jersey and all that. But what makes the Houston folks so special in your opinion?
I think that Houston is a melting pot of Louisiana and Texas. Mm-hmm. So you'll find more people coming from North Louisiana to Houston. And so the melting pot is a down-home, big country town. So you just feel like you're at home, but you get that flavor of Louisiana, but at the same time, you get that big city. But a lot of people have come here from there. So you'll find that parents that have come from Louisiana, they've migrated here. And it's just warm and it's loving and it's home.
Yeah. And you said Louisiana and Texas and flavor and all that just makes me think of the FOOD, the food, which I have just been spoiled down here. So everybody can cook down here. What do you say about everybody when they're raving about the food down here in Texas? And we're not talking, Tex-Mex is okay, but not necessarily talking about Tex-Mex. What do you say?
We're talking about Cajun. We're talking about home-cooked, warm, we call it comfort food in Louisiana up north. And I think you get a lot of that. Now, everybody can't cook. Let's just keep that real. Not everybody can cook around here.
Okay.
My husband says that I can't cook because I don't cook Southern style with the spices.
Okay.
I cook the warm and comfort food that make people sit around and not ever want to go home.
It gets no better than that. We're going to tell him to say it gets no better than that.
It gets no better than that. But that's what he's used to, the spices.
Yeah.
I like the black-eyed peas, the cornbread, the okra and tomatoes with hamburger meat and rice and red beans and rice. Nobody can make red beans and rice better than I can.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to let you test and you let me know.
And I'm going to just tell you guys, I'll fill you all in. Listen, I just have to say thank you. What a beautiful set of folks. Thank you guys out here for just making this video very special for me today and welcoming me down here in my new home and our new base for Hair Radio Houston. And you guys represent it well. So thanks so much for being with us. Okay, awesome job today. All right.
Thank you, and thank you for being a part of our new family. We're going to take very good care of you. So wherever you are, just know that Carrie's going to be well taken care of.
Oh, listen to that. All right. I may never leave. All right, folks. Keep it right here. We have so much more to go this morning on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We'll be right back. Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
That I have profited more from the negative as opposed to the positive.
Really?
Yes, because...
Negative experiences?
Yes, absolutely. I really relish and treasure them more than positive. Because if I have been able to survive it and reach another level, that has given me more growth, more strength, more confidence.
Yes.
It has enriched my life more. And that's why I treasure.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, it's Thursday morning, March 28th of 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. We're live this morning. I want to thank you so much for being part of our very first, like our kickoff hour, the first hour of the day. Real special time. It's our broadcast number 923.
For those of you who are keeping track, 923 episodes of this broadcast today. Let me bring to the line one of our co-stars, Michael Hopkins. You guys know Michael. He's with us usually mid-show and on Tuesday mornings at 8:30 Eastern as the host of that talk radio. Michael comes to us out of the beautiful Spotswood in Virginia. Let me see if I can get him on the line. Michael, good morning. Are you there down in
Virginia?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Very much here this morning, Carrie Hines.
Okay.
Very much here this morning.
It's great to have you on. First of all, it was such, I don't know if you just heard the incredible segment that we just had with folks down in the Houston area. Again, the very first time that we've been able to get on folks since we kind of picked up and kind of added, Hair Radio Houston to the lineup here. So did you hear it, Michael? Just such warm folks down here.
Oh, yes, they are. Yes, they are, Carrie Hines. And I just love the food talk. Oh, that got my undivided attention.
Well,
more than
the food talk. I love the food taste. I got to tell you, I'm raising my hand.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Michael, for bringing this up because I want to shout out the wonderful, wonderful, delicious, that rice and grab it. She made this incredible, delicious food for me to kind of taste. And I have to just shout out Ms. Sharon, just really great stuff, and her husband Ted, and just wonderful folks down here in the Houston area. And just wonderful. What can I say? Make me one of those big, big things. I'm going to talk through the radio show this morning. Make us a big, big, big tray of that. That was delicious. I tell you, yeah. No, she's absolutely right. She makes the best.
I'm going to have to get my giant spoon out, Carrie. And stretch that bad boy from Virginia all the way down to Houston.
We may have to. We'll fight over that. No, listen. Let me just tell you, Michael, it has been just an incredible couple of weeks here, and I'm so grateful to just have Houston just open up and just put a big blanket on us and welcome us so very much. Today we got a lot. It is Thursday. It's Thursday morning, March 28th of 2024 for you guys out there. It's a little bit more, it's a throwback Thursday, but we do so much more. We throw everything back here on Thursdays, really every day. We have some great music. You guys heard Mary Mary open up the broadcast today.
Oh,
with a song they called, yeah. I think everybody calls it Crazy, but I think they call it Shackles. So much. Just Cynthia Bailey, you guys heard me chatting with Cynthia. That was an interview I had done with her when she was on Real Housewives of Atlanta and still married to Peter at that time. And that's a whole interview. We'll get that on for you at some point. Plus, I'm going to get on Melba Moore a little later today and so many others who dropped by on the show. But, yeah, great stuff. And coming up in just a couple minutes, I have somebody who's coming back to the broadcast. Now, this is someone we just literally were introduced not all that long ago. She came to us as the incredible person behind this huge film festival. Mike, I don't know if you remember that. She, her name is Tara Renee, and she's out of New York.
Very much so.
Yeah. Well, listen, we've got an update from her in just a couple of minutes, so we're going to get that on and hear what was the outcome. So many folks are so vested in what she put on. Again, she's the lady behind the African American Women in Cinema film festival that just really got underway. So she did that, and she's come back today to do a big wrap up. So can't wait to hear all of that and so much more still to come. Big music playlist, Michael. I hope you've been enjoying everything today. Has anything jumped out at you there? We got so much still coming up. I haven't even gotten to all those announcements. We'll get them on. But so what have you enjoyed so far? The show's still, we're still early. We're still a little early.
We're still early. But, you know, Carrie, Mary, they just have to be one of my all-time favorites in the gospel.
Oh, yeah.
They are
yeah.
just,
I think
oh, I love them.
I played them. Yeah, it's the first time I've ever had them on, but I know that their music touched, you know, their artistry touched so many folks. And I'm just grateful that we could, it spoke to us. And thank you so much, you guys out there, with your submissions and ideas and just things that we need to be paying attention to. So really good stuff. So lots more to go this morning, Michael. Let's see. Hold on.
Oh,
first of all, this
so.
Show. Yeah, we have our incredible, the co-host we call Queen of the Mornings, Nicole Marie, who comes to us. She's an elected official down in Water Valley, Mississippi. We're going to get her on. Also, she's in that educational space as well, and so much more. She's such a dynamic person. And the longest serving co-host I think I've ever had in the history of 923 broadcasts of this program. So we just can't wait. So she'll be with us about 7 Eastern, 6 Central. So you don't want to go anywhere. Michael, we're going to take a little bit of a music break. And when we come back, I want to kind of catch up with Miss Tara Renee. So stay with us, everybody. Michael, we're just going in this morning. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of the Sways Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Terry Hines.
The blackness. Keep on. We'll be right back.
Yvonne DeVere, wishing a happy 30th anniversary in broadcasting to Mr. Hair Radio, Kerry Hines. Job well done.
All right, you're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show of Kerry Hines. Now, I have a very, very special guest joining us today. You guys heard from her recently. She was the very first guest in the history of this very broadcast of the Hair Radio Morning Show, who literally was with us for an entire week. We never had that before. It's my great honor to welcome back to the broadcast, Tara Renee. You guys know her from the African-American Women in Cinema. And you guys just had a big event, and we're going to talk all about that. But again, welcome back to the show, Tara Renee. Good morning. Yeah,
good morning.
Introduction.
I will live with this introduction for the rest of my life, and thank you so very much.
Oh, well, you're so deserving. You're so deserving. So, listen, I want to hear, just like the fans have, you know, we just love what you're doing and got to hear more about it. So first, just the folks who today are just tuning in for the first time, remind everybody a little bit of what the AAWIC is all about.
Sure. African American Women in Cinema is a nonprofit organization that highlights the voices of women of color, talented women of color, filmmakers, storytellers, which also comprise of writers, producers, directors. And also we do highlight what they call in front of the camera talent, so actresses as well.
Wow. Now, why is that so important to bring into focus like that?
Well, if I can share with you a little story which actually prompted me to start the organization, I was what I heard Jennifer Lopez called the entertainment bug. I was bit by the entertainment bug, but did not know exactly what it was that I needed to be doing in entertainment. So I went and dibbled and dabbled, and I did a little bit of modeling. I did some extra work on some major productions. My first time seeing Jeff Bridges and also for television, I did some extra work on Law and Order. But it wasn't until I got a phone call from a very hot casting director at the time. She was hired by a major motion picture company, and they were looking for a tall African-American woman who was not a size zero for under five role. And so when I got to
under
the
five, you mean under 5 lines.
Yes, under 5 lines. That is correct. And so when I got to the audition site and opened the door and saw so many women fit the bill immediately, I was just like, wow. I mean, so many things have just popped up in my head. It was like the 4th of July with all the fireworks going off. I was like, oh, my Lord. So it was like all these revelations, like the lack of opportunity and that someone needs to help remedy this, all these things. Plus, I found out later in life that I am a descendant of a civil rights activist from the 1800s. So all of that got activated just by that one turning of the knob and an opening of the door. And Kerry, I never even went inside to audition. I closed the door and walked away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I was just like, this is a problem. And so anyway, I went home.
Describe this feeling again. So you felt what? You know, that you made that decision. You felt that you just didn't stand a chance because there were so many. What did you feel like?
you know, just
you know,
it was
a mixed bag. It was a mixed bag. Like, oh my goodness, like all of us for this little role, which, you know, a lot of Hollywood insiders would say that those type of roles hardly ever make it into the movie. Most of the time, they end up on the cutting room floor. And, yeah, and so it's just like...
But then later they'll cut them out. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was all those things, but I think what stood out the most was that I was exposed to the lack. I was exposed to the lack, and that was like the bigger sting, if you will. And I'm referencing the time I got stung by a bee. It was so painful.
Oh, wow. Wow.
But,
well, I've been stung
through
that.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. And
but
it's
really
grooming.
Exciting to hear, though. You know, it really
mm-hmm.
is.
Mm-hmm.
So I
mm-hmm.
think for sure, I really do. This is big. So that was kind of, you know, a little bit about the organization. But what about now? Not to, but just to jump ahead a little bit. The current, you just had a recent event. Let me just spill
yes.
it on out in New
yes.
York City. Now,
yes.
One of the things I wanted to ask you about when you were on our show. Before the event that I didn't get a chance to ask you,
mm-hmm.
Why did you choose New York City for the backdrop
mm.
of the event? Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, why did you choose that, or did New York choose you, so to speak, or how did all that work out?
Well, New York was where I had the audition, where I had the whole firework experience. And so that's where I saw the issue, and I wanted to begin there, my form of a remedy, of a solution. And so that's why New York ended up being the home, if you will, of African-American women in cinema.
Wow. Okay. And I can certainly... I can understand why we're, you know, here we go. Yeah, that's one of the, that was our founding space as well. Well, listen, yeah, if you guys are out there just joining us, let me just kind of let everybody know where we are. You're listening to the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. And I'm so happy to literally be, you know, sharing right now this big update for the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show and folks who have been following what you've been doing out here, Miss Tara Renee, with your incredible event, yes, the African American Women in Cinema. And and I'm going to just let everybody know you have an incredible site with all kinds of information and details, and folks can catch up with you. So please take a moment there. Tell everybody. Of course, you can always reach out to Tara right through the Hair Radio Morning Show. But, Tara, you're also on social media. You also got a site. Can you just give everybody some quite great ways to connect with you?
Yeah. Certainly, as you stated, they can visit the website, which is www.aawic.org. They can email us at info@aawic.org, or you can follow us on Facebook at AWIC International or Instagram at AWIC _. Those are definitely ways that you can contact us or follow us as well.
Awesome, and we're so proud of all of your success. And we kind of like to think we had a little to do with it at Hair Radio. We
yes,
ran you for a whole
yes.
week.
Yes.
Now, listen,
yes.
We just love it. Love it. And you have just, you've done gangbusters here. So I want to talk a little bit about that because we kind of, you know, we're going to get into some ideas that we've been kind of let percolate a little bit and things that I think the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show are just going to just even more so just gravitate to all that you've got going on, just even in droves. So we are just so happy. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But first, I don't think we covered the event success. Now, you had people involved. Yes, Ms. Charity, don't hold back on us. You had some great folks involved, and you had a lot to announce. So, yes, please bring everybody up to speed on some of the things you want to share about this incredible event this year.
You know, first I want to start off by saying, you know, those who are in the listening audience, never, ever give up on your dreams. I don't care how long it takes. It's worth it. It's worth it. And in an instantaneous society that we now live in, you know, patience is such a virtue that's not valued, but it is a superpower. And so I said that because as we were talking earlier about what drove me to even start African American Woman in Cinema was the lack of opportunity. And I wanted to remedy that or bring some sort of a solution to connect these talented women with those who are in position to do something so that their voices can be heard. And I am so pleased to say that one of the highlights recently was that we had a talk back with the Senior Director of Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion at NBC Universal. To my pleasant surprise, she was so open to the audience. And she said, you know, when we had our Q&A, and I invited some of those who had questions to ask her directly, and they were saying, you know, I'm trying to get past this hurdle. Is it possible that maybe you could direct me, you know, because it's such an issue in getting access. And this is why there's so much lack that exists. But to my pleasant surprise, she swung the door wide open. And she said, Tara, everyone here, and I'm paraphrasing, but she said, everyone here, I want you to connect me with them. And I almost fell to the floor. Because after that talkback session was over, I was so overwhelmed because I told the audience, I said, you all witnessed my personal breakthrough of why I started this over 2 decades ago. I saw the issue, lack, and now to be in a seat where we have a major, major media company tell me to connect them with her, it was worth the several decades of fighting.
Amazing. Well, I am just blown away. And I mean, you had some heavy hitters. I also saw some pictures of panel discussions. Why was it so important to do panel discussions and what comprised of the folks that you kind of gathered together? What was it that they had in common? Just share with us this morning.
Well, one of the reasons why we do a panel discussion is because, again, going back to the word access, a lot of young talent and talent period would come to me and say, you know, I'm really trying to get into film school, but I cannot afford the thousands upon thousands of dollars tuition will cost. And I'm trying to make calls to try to connect. And it's just extremely difficult. Yes, there is YouTube University and Google
yes,
University.
You think you. Google you.
But,
literally. Yeah, right?
But, yes, but to have the access to ask questions and be heard and seen, you know, is very, very valuable. So we bring these prominent industry professionals to do just that. Give them real-life scenarios so they can be prepared in a more realistic fashion. And whatever questions that they have, they can get them answered in real time. And forge a relationship that can help them move forward in their career. So this is why it's so important to have these panels, you know, like this. At the film festival. Absolutely.
Well, I am just, you know, like I said, this is incredible. And you're doing something in terms of making a difference. And as you said earlier at the top of this, just I think the influence and what you're doing for, and I believe for women and young women and young ladies everywhere. And just being a you know, kind of what do they, you know, for the girls out there and they're looking to, you know, to start in this area, in this space that you have just kind of honed in on, I think is incredible. Mm-hmm. So what happens when the young girls, you know, they come up and they say, you know, they're just so influenced by what you're doing. What advice do you give them when they tell you, hey, I want to somehow, you know, do what you just did in creating this incredible organization and being in this whole space about, you know, having a festival on great movies and the like. What do you say?
Well, first, I congratulate them on wanting to be a bridge builder, because that's exactly what that is. And then encourage them to do so, but also encourage them to do their homework and research so they can get some sort of an idea of the mammoth task that they're about to embark upon. And I think that sometimes what could cause a quicker burnout is that you don't realize when you're taking territory, you don't realize all that you would have to contend with and what you have to encounter. And so being able to research, talk to people who have done it in the past and get their overview would definitely help them, I think, prepare them more psychologically to build the stamina that is required
in power. That is.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, Tara, I got to ask you, Tara Nate, what's next for you and AAWIC?
That is a loaded question.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, I'm definitely looking forward to coming back on your show because we're working on something major. It's percolating. We have a couple things that's in the pipeline. And I look forward to being back on your show and sharing with your incredible audience, who I want to thank, by the way, of being so supportive, so supportive. We really appreciate all of you because this definitely is a community effort. And we need all the support and encouragement that we can gain to keep this portal open, if you will. And so I look forward to coming back and sharing with you what we're working on.
Awesome. Well, it gets no better than that. Listen, I just have to say, keep doing what you're doing. And again, we're all so proud of you. Here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Yes, and we're going to continue to follow you very closely here and just talk and keep talking it up because this is important. what you're doing. And so thank you. Thank you for taking the time.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And we're so proud of you, Carrie, and what you're doing. It's amazing.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. We just, you know, we're all doing it up, and we're really all on the same course. We really are.
Mm-hmm.
And so
mm-hmm.
I'm just thrilled. Okay. All right. Listen, thank you so much for being with us on the Hair Radio Morning Show with Tara Renee and African-American Women in Cinema, and their website, again, AAWIC.org. So do check it out. Again, Tara Renee, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, it's like, I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All-Know Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is Thursday morning. It's March 28th of 2024. It's really great to have you guys mid-show. It's our broadcast number 923, if you're tuning in for the first time. And I also want to just say thank you. Let me bring to the line, real happy about this, mid-show. She joins us about this time each day. She's live with us. Of course, coming to us out of a wonderful area, Water Valley, Mississippi, elected into office down in her community where she does a lot of representation. She could talk about that and so much more. Also in the space as an educator. And the longest, I think her biggest claim to fame is that she is the longest serving co-host and co-star of the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show, 923 episodes deep. We're so happy to welcome Nicole Marie. Again, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes.
Happy mid-show. Happy Thursday.
Introduction.
Oh, you do a fabulous introduction. Thank you, Carrie.
Yes, I think it was actually... Yeah, Carrie, she was just saying, I want to pack it up and take it with me every day.
Love Carrie.
Was she not awesome? Yeah,
she was. I love the whole interview, but key things that she said, being a bridge builder, that's crucial. That is so crucial.
Yeah.
And then also talking about patience being a superpower.
Was that not something?
Yeah, and it's
so
true. Actually, women, we have many superpowers, but that's one. And that's definitely true.
Yes.
Patience is a virtue.
It is. But what's incredible is that you guys are speaking to so many. You're helping so many young girls and so many young ladies and so many young women and just inspiring the world with the leadership that you guys are displaying, taking charge. And like I told her, it was just great to have her on again to share a little bit about the wrap-up of her event.
Well, I love it. I can't wait to see what she has in store, what's new, coming.
We got some big things on the way. We got some big things with some folks that we're going to introduce our amazing fans to. You're not going to want to miss this. A lot of what we do, you know, because folks are just joining us and tuning in for the first time today,
And I kind of want to just talk a little bit about that. You know, here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, you never know quite what you're going to hear. We have more archived hair and beauty talk on radio than anybody else in the world. So that's number one. Again, our show has been on. It was launched back in 1995 as just the Hair Radio Show. It's been on next year. We celebrate 10 years as the morning show on Blog Talk, the Hair Radio Morning Show on Blog Talk Radio. So that's next year. This year I'm celebrating 30 years in radio, and next year we celebrate 30 years of the broadcast.
So many
in addition to 1,000 episodes. But let's go on and on and on, Nicole Marie. It just goes
on and on.
Yeah. I think what we've been doing, we've been kind of like, and you know those ants, what they used to always say, the ants are always going and building their, you know, they're quiet.
Right.
While everybody out there making noise, we were getting the work done. Yeah, we were getting
the work done.
And we knew that one day we'd arrive here. Yes, indeed. Now, I got to say, and I don't know if you heard the whole thing, but we had some incredible folks. I'm calling down in Houston, Texas, the locals. I'm calling the locals, but they are worldwide. You know, the wonderful, 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 wonderful Miss Sharon, who was on earlier this morning.
Shout out to Sharon.
And Mr. Ted. Yeah, they are just salt of the earth. LaDonna, all these people that are down here. I just wanted to express my personal thank you, Mr. Robert, to everybody for making me feel so incredibly welcome.
That's wonderful.
I feel like there was a puzzle, you know, like a jigsaw puzzle. And I feel like that, you know, that missing piece was being here and fitting into a community that is incredible. And it's not just my belief. This is what has Houston ranking as number one and where folks are moving.
That's so true.
So I'm grateful to Houston, Texas, and if you missed any part of our brief little interview with Sharon and, this morning and so many others out there on today's broadcast, just play it back. We're going to share this show in its entirety, the entire 3 hours, once we wrap. Remember, we're live right now, so you got to wait till we finish at about 9 o'clock if you're on the East Coast, 8 o'clock Central Time Zone. So just want to know, it'll be on our social media. You can follow us on Facebook by simply searching on Facebook the 5 words, the Hair Radio Morning Show. And speaking of those 5 words, you can always search us on Google. If you go to Google, you're not quite sure how to get to the Hair Radio Morning Show, I have the easiest solution in the world for that. Always remember, you can search 5 words on Google, which are the Hair Radio Morning Show. You put that in, and all 900 and something episodes going to pop up.
That's it. They will pop up.
Yeah, 900 and something episodes.
List.
Speaking of which,
you
need to correct this one. Yeah. Oh, incredible. Yeah, incredible. And so today, yeah, this is just awesome. It's actually our 973rd. Let me make sure I got that in there.
973.
That's
awesome.
That's a lot. Yeah. And remember, folks,
wonderful.
Each episode is, each one is 3 hours. We've had on thousands of guests. I've interviewed thousands and thousands of folks right here on the show. We've got the receipts, as the kids say. So real, real happy about that. Yeah. So, Nicole Marie, I had kind of told folks you are an elected official down there in Water Valley, Mississippi. Yeah. I want to talk to that a little bit because folks know that we're hair and beauty. And by the way, we're going to have on some incredible hair talk in the 3rd hour. So I just wanted to mention that coming up in the next hour. But, yeah, so we're hair, beauty, and what, Nicole?
Community.
Yeah, we're
community.
Exactly.
Exactly. All about that. You know, my tenure in New York, a great time there being you're an elected official. I was an appointed official and New York City public official. So on our board there. And we just inspire the folks because I heard from others who say that they're trying to get on their local boards and all this. Listen.
Exactly.
The power starts there, folks, okay, if that's what you're looking for. But I'm hoping that you have it in your heart to be someone who's helping others. And I think that's the idea.
Right.
I really do.
So true.
Yeah.
So
are you guys working on something big down there? What's happening down in Mississippi?
Well, there is always something going on with the board. We're always taking
like
care
you
say, of the city.
Like there's always hope. There's always something
going
on.
Yes, always hope. There's always hope. We are always working towards improving our community. We continue to work on broadband. We continue to work on our with our electric department to, you know, make the city the best that it can be as far as coverage and just taking care of everything we need to take care of in the city. We are working on bringing a splash pad for our children in the community. So working on that right now. It's just always something. We're always doing something. Which is, you know, it's so important.
Yeah, go ahead, Nicole Marie. Why is it important?
No, I'm just saying we're just always working on something just to make our community better. Taking care of our, you know, the constituents, just our community to continue to build it up. And we always want to hear feedback from the community so that we can continue to make it better.
Exactly. Now, Nicole Marie, you're in Water Valley, Mississippi, but you guys out there tuned in, you can make a difference wherever you are. As I have an old saying, wherever you plant it, bloom.
Bloom.
Here in Houston, and I did some research, you know, and I'll be talking to you about that. And there's a new mayor down here. Well, in January, he took office, and we'll be talking about him and some of the things that they're doing. And I'm looking at helping to connect with the community here. I'm very much a civic-minded person, in case you guys haven't figured that out already. And we'll be talking about that. Yeah.
Whatever area you're interested in, Carrie, go for it in your community.
If you're not aware
of all of the different organizations, you know, go to your local chamber of commerce or, you know, talk with others around you to find the different organizations that you may be a part of. Very important.
Well, you know what? Yeah, no, thank you for that. I just remember doing so much, you know, having so many folks on. And I talk about her often because she's one of my favorite folks. TV's, Court TV and Television's Lisa Bloom, who is an attorney out here, always standing up for the rights of women and others out here who've kind of just been marginalized. And so Lisa sends us a big message over here, Carrie. You know, she's always on our show. She's always Carrie. She knows how much we just love and adore her here. And so she's like, come out to Beverly Hills. There's a huge event happening, a big fundraiser, and she wants her help. And so I'm looking at making that happen if we can somehow figure that out. I'm just loving the idea of supporting, you know, we want folks who are standing up for others in the community.
Exactly.
And that's what she's doing, and we just love it.
Stand up and make your voice heard.
And she did a great piece. You know, I don't know if you remember this. It was an awesome segment that she did with Michael Howe, because we invited Michael on, and there was, I believe, a fella who was in the military, an elderly gentleman who was just fabulous, and she standing up for him. And we'll see if Michael can remember this. Yeah, we can talk about this. Just awesome. John Parrish, I think, is his name. But, Michael, speaking of which, he'll be on in about 10 minutes, about 9 minutes from right now, right here. He is the host of Vet Talk Radio. His job is for, you know, we call CNP, you know, it's, you know, it's compensation for the disabled veterans. And he is an accredited claims agent. We'll have him again break all that down for us, and claims and compensation, I should say. And we'll have him break all that down for us when he hits the airwaves. He can tell you way better than I can. So listen, Nicole Marie, hey, got to turn to all that's going on. Good. I'm winded from just all that stuff. We got so much
going on
here. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, got to say, Maryland, and Michael can also, he'll talk to this because he is in that area, has
exactly.
been in that area. And so he'll be speaking, you know, in our next time, we're going to break all that down for you. But
yes,
just,
I have family in that area, and I've talked with them, and
oh,
it's
really?
just complete just devastation, yes. Because when it happened, you know, everybody's trying to contact, you know, loved ones. Okay, are you okay? Are you, you know, where are you? But they,
exactly.
thank goodness, they were all safe.
Oh,
everyone's
gosh.
Safe.
Wow. Well, this is really, my heart goes out because they started to identify those awful, you know, tragic victims and this tragedy. And just, it's just, you know, folks who've come here. You know, oftentimes folks who immigrate, you know, who come here to America seeking asylum, seeking other things here in this country, this great American country, I think we need to do more because we're hearing all these loud megaphones, you know, about building walls and separating folks and just all kind of negativity. And
right.
because folks have a bigger megaphone, they're able to, you know, to say things and it's not countered. You know, thank goodness we have the internet because goodness knows, you know, it's bad enough that our voices seem muffled as it is. But so I just want to say that these folks who are coming here looking to better their lives, we got to think a little bit, you know, have a little bit more compassion for folks. So a couple of these victims were doing just that and working in these very dangerous spots. You know, there's always still, you know, it's just our hearts go out to them. So
sad. Definitely.
Sure.
Thoughts and prayers to families and all friends.
Absolutely.
Such a tragedy.
Now, yes. Well, I also want to take a moment. Lost the senator this morning, you know, that we just heard about, Joe Lieberman, who passed away. He was about 82 or so. And just someone who was, I think he was on the ticket, you know, with a fellow back. Remember when they had the big thing with the presidential race possibly being contested?
Right.
I remember with George Bush and all that, and just so much going on. But yeah, he was on the ticket, I believe the first Jewish vice president candidate.
Right, he was.
Yeah, which, you know, vice presidents don't run here in America, but just the idea. So listen, we'll talk a little bit about that along with some other headlines coming up in the third hour. We're also looking at just in addition to those big stories with the barge, Sean Puffy Combs will have the latest on that. You know, I do want to say this, though, Nicole Marie, about that. He's not been charged as of this broadcast.
No, he's not been charged.
But, you know, so we, you know, but if you really look online, folks will think he's already guilty because, you know,
exactly.
the way that the coverage is so lopsided. And this man has not been charged with a crime as of today.
Right.
So we've got to keep that in mind, especially when we're talking about folks of color. We've been through so much in this country. We continue to be through so much, and we've got to keep that in mind. That's for everybody. Let the process just let it play
that's
out
true.
Correctly.
Let it play out.
So that's my
take on all of that? Well, Nicole,
innocent until proven guilty.
Absolutely. And speaking of which, that to me is what America stands for. And I just have to say, to me, it also just reminds me that there is, like you said earlier, always hope.
There's hope. Always hope.
And we kind of need it today, I'm going to say, and every day.
We need it today right and every day.
Well, listen, let's get on our intro for our hope of the day and get this underway. We've got so
well,
much
first
to
of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hope.
Yes, I love it. Awesome, Nicole Marie. Awesome job. So today, what do you have on tap for us? What hope do you have?
The hope of the day is you're not your work. Your work doesn't measure your worth. It shouldn't define you to others or to yourself. Your work won't last forever. Don't let it dominate your views or your lifestyle. Back to you, Gary.
Oh, thank you, Nicole Marie. Well, you know what? I love that. There's so many of us who identify, I think, overwhelmingly with the work that you think, and when it ends, you think that's the end of you.
Exactly.
You think that's the end of you. You think that's all
and
you're about. Not at all. Not at all. And I myself, I've left other little jobs and things over the years, and you've worked so hard for folks, and then you know, that relationship ends, and you just have a little bit of a stumble trying to find yourself again. Remember, you matter.
Exactly.
Remember, you matter.
You definitely
okay,
matter.
Okay, so I just want to say that on out there. But I love what you had to say. I love what Patrick had to say. You're not your work, folks.
You're not your work.
Okay, and I think that hits it on the head. Have you ever, Nicole Marie, felt like that? You are your work? Has that ever happened to you?
I can't say that because work is just one area of my life.
Yes.
And I have so many other things that are going on, and I make my family a priority. So,
awesome. So you compartmentalize.
Exactly.
Yeah,
my work does not
consume
me. Right.
Yeah.
So.
And you know what now? But you know what? That may not be exactly the same thing, though. But, yeah, I get your point. Wow. Well, I'm going to wonder, does Michael compartmentalize? Does he believe that he's not as, I don't know, Michael, you know, we're a little bit, you know, very passionate about these things, so I don't know. We got to find out from Michael. Michael, let's see if we could check in down there. Michael was with us in the first hour. You guys, again, know him, and we're so happy to have him on Hot Mic Live with Mid-Show right here in Nicole Marie Carey.
Oh,
Michael.
Yes.
Hawkins.
Good morning,
fam.
Happy
Mid-Show, fam.
Welcome back.
Yes, it is. Very happy Mid-Show. Yeah. Happy to be back. And wow, Nicole Marie, you touched on a great subject. You're not your work. Uh-oh.
Not your work, Michael.
Oh, yes. That especially happens to those of us who face retirement. Or we've retired from something, and a lot of times we equate what we did in that other world we were in to who we are. And it's a learning process. It took me a while to learn all of this, as a person that has retired from one world and going into another world. Took a while to learn that, but you know what? It's fun now for me to be in this world, in the broadcasting world, because
Yes. You come out of in law enforcement, you come out of the military, you have a varied background, and that's why you're so relatable to the fans. They just love and appreciate you here on the Hair Radio Morning Show and Vet Talk Radio with all that you're doing to aid veterans. But yeah, I think you've gone through so many different journeys, and to have you here, I think that we're the beneficiaries of your wonderful contribution, both you and Nicole Marie. Am I right, Nicole Marie? Just
very
awesome.
Much so.
Awesome
oh,
job.
Definitely.
Oh, very much
say,
so.
Yeah, awesome job. So we just appreciate you here. Well, listen, so Michael, thank you for that. And Nicole Marie, good one. Good one with that. Really, on the hope of the day. So we really appreciate
yes, it was.
That. Yeah. Now, hold on. I got to ask you guys, have you been enjoying the music this morning? We kind of went in a little bit.
It's been great. Oh, very much so.
Really?
Oh, 100%.
Okay. All right. Well, because I always try to make sure we get on some fan faves and things that you guys out there are suggesting. And we're going to do some more, too. It just helps us to kind of, you know, shape the broadcast. And that's what we're all about here at the Hair Radio Morning Show. So, listen, let's take our music break. Michael, when we come back, you are closing out your third season on Vet Talk Radio. We're going to talk about what's coming up next for you and the broadcast. Nicole Marie, outstanding. And we'll be up with you tonight after we wrap tonight and talking all and planning and all that other good stuff at our meeting. So we'll just put that on out there. All right, here, let us get a little bit of a music break. We'll be back right after this. You guys remember this. Throwback.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Morning show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now my very special guest with us is Dr. Pranique James. You know her well. The Hair Radio Morning Show would like to welcome back Dr. Pranique James. Good morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Carrie. Thank you very much for having me on again. I feel like I'm back home.
You are. You're amongst family here. Well, listen,
yes.
I just wanted to say, first of all, it is our honor to have you on. I mean, you are the noted trichologist out there, amongst so many things, just that you're doing these things. But we go back a little bit. I want to say it's been a while.
Yes, it has. Now,
Dr. Pranique James, I want to say that I remember you, you know, you were part of the How to Get Rich in the Hair Business book several years ago. It's been several years at this point. But let's talk about your career. Now, with trichology, that's a big thing out there. We always have to tell folks because not everyone is still, even at this time, as familiar with what trichology is all about. So let's start at the beginning. Tell everybody a little bit about what trichology is all about.
Absolutely. Trichology is the study of the hair and the scalp. I work very closely with men, women, and children suffering from various hair and scalp disorders, hair loss, or just in general trying to get their hair to a healthy state. So I actually take a holistic approach to overall hair health.
I see. And what does that approach include? Because when you say a holistic approach, what does that mean?
A holistic approach. I'm also a naturopathic doctor, and we take, again, the holistic approach, meaning I take approach from the body system. Our body has 12 different systems, so normally when someone comes in for hair loss, what I do is do a body scan, and what that does is it tells me exactly what body systems are out of range. So, for example, a lot of my women that come in, they have their glandular system is out of range. Now, the glandular system is the system that houses their adrenal glands. That's the system that helps them to sleep. That's the system that consists of, you know, the menopause issues stem from that particular system, a lot of your autoimmune issues. So if that system is out of range, of course, it's going to reflect in the hair. So that's what I like to do. We get to the culprit of what's actually going on versus just topically treating. So about a 97% of my patients that I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, is the major contributing factor to the hair loss. So by getting to that culprit, we're going to prevent them from, you know, spinning their wheels. Just like if someone has a circulatory system, you probably say, what does that have to do with hair loss? It has a lot to do with it, because if the circulatory system is out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair, because the blood, you know, of course, the circulatory system controls the blood. And if there is a blockage or inflammation in the body, the blood is flowing to the papilla. The papilla is what feeds the actual hair follicle. So, again, if there's a blockage, then, of course, that's going to block the hair growth and cause, you know, hair loss, et cetera. So, huge. You know, our body systems, that's a, you know, like I said, if it's something that's out of range, then it's going to reflect in the hair. Our hair is the barometer of our health. So, pretty much, if you have some type of, you know, a major health condition, or if something is out of range, it's going to reflect in the hair first.
And what did you say was that 97% in terms of some kind of diet deficiency, if you will?
Oh, absolutely. About 97% of the patients I treat have a nutritional deficiency, which, of course, contributes to the hair loss. This is, you know, just like if someone starts a diet, they may say, okay, Dr. James, I'm starting a new diet, you know, for the better, I'm trying to lose weight. You know, if you're starting a new diet, whether good or bad, you know, for the better or the, you know, the worse, is going to reflect in the hair, because that's going to throw off your hormonal system, you know, your hormones. So if the hormones are out of range, then, of course, that's going to throw the glandular system out of range, which will reflect in the hair. So a balanced diet, you know, balanced hair care regimen, you know, eating a balanced meal, et cetera, making sure that you're getting your supplements in, et cetera, is major in achieving healthy hair, because healthy hair is basic. So if the body is healthy, then the hair is going to be healthy.
It's hard, though, to get to that. That's why it's so important to have a great relationship with your stylist and a trichologist. Do folks need both?
I would say if the customer, say, for instance, someone came into the hairstylist and the hairstylist saw that the client was suffering from hair loss, then, of course, I would say yes. I would recommend them referring them to a trichologist. A lot of times when clients come in and they're experiencing hair loss or dandruff, you know, excessively, or seborrheic dermatitis or any other, you know, psoriasis, any other type of scalp condition, normally the hairstylist would refer their client to a dermatologist. And, you know, not saying that a dermatologist can't help, everyone has their place, but when they're sent to a dermatologist, pretty much derma means skin, trich means hair. So if you send your customer to a dermatologist, pretty much they're going to recommend more so a synthetic approach, you know, cortisone injections, topical treatments, and solutions, wherein they're not getting to the culprit of what's going on. They're just pretty much pacifying the problem. When you're dealing with hair loss issues, first you have to go in and stop the hemorrhaging. You know, I'm just kind of using an analogy here. But you have to, if you go in an emergency room, they can't operate on you until you stop the issue, or, you know, you stop the hemorrhaging, then you can treat the wound. So that's the approach I take when I'm dealing with hair loss. You know, there's no one size that fits all. So I place my patients on a customized regimen.
Absolutely. And you can work in tandem with these dermatologists and these doctors. These medical doctors as well. So that's what's awesome.
Absolutely, yes. Yes, everyone has their place, yes.
Absolutely. Now, I want to talk about, I have to delve into hair loss because it's so huge. It's so huge. So I want to talk about some of the signs and for folks to recognize if they are suffering from hair loss. And as you mentioned, of course, they need to see a trichologist, of course. In most cases, but what are some of the early signs that they should look out for?
Early signs of hair loss, they would experience excessive itchiness or burning at the high crown, or if you are experiencing maybe a very small bald spot in an isolated area, like a perfect circle, that would be alopecia areata. That's normally caused by stress. So it affects the immune system, the autoimmune issue. So normally that will, you know, grow back once the stress is under control. But for the most part, if they're experiencing, you know, as I mentioned, a small bald spot that disappears out of some, you know, out of the blue, or excessive shedding or burning or itchiness uncontrollable in the scalp, then I would say yes, those are signs of early hair loss or just thinning, you know, thinning throughout the season, thinning, you know, the hair is thinning and it's like, okay, what's going on? So those are early signs of hair loss. And when you're dealing with hair loss, treating the issue of getting to the culprit means a whole lot. Time is an essence when you're dealing with hair loss, because hair loss actually happens in stages, just like any major disease. You know, you have stage 1 through 4. So of course, if you catch it in the earlier stages, you have a more of a greater chance of the hair being restored, or, you know, actually stabilizing the hair versus the hair progressing, you know, the hair loss progressing.
Exactly. Wow. So that's very important. And with, like you said, with anything, the earlier that you can catch it and detect it, the greater chance of success, or, you know, to make it a little bit better or what have you, better outcome, we should say.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, listen, I want to talk about a little bit of this. And I remember from your interview here way back when, several years back,
but I remember
that you talked about, you know, the difference, because there was a whole thing where, and I just wonder, do you still feel that way today about that women kind of, you know, still kind of lag behind, so to speak, when it comes to reporting the hair loss as opposed to the guys? You know, we guys, we tend to, you know, kind of be out there a little bit, well, we were out there a little bit more with dealing with the subject of hair loss because of, like, male pattern baldness and all of this, that we kind of, it's just been out there and it's been almost anticipated and expected and almost accepted society-wise for guys. But for females, perhaps that might not have been the case, or wasn't the case. Well, how do you feel today, and what do you speak to? How do you speak to that?
I'm very, I'm still pretty strong on what I mentioned, you know, the last time. As for just as a whole, you know, women suffering from hair loss or hair loss as a whole, they're behind about 10 years, you know, behind with men.
Wow.
You know, normally their hair loss issues start in their 40s, wherein, you know, male hair loss starts, you know, many men that are, you know, suffering hair from hair loss or have early signs, you know, their signs will start in their 20s. But as for being more accepted, I would say yes, with the men, definitely is more accepted. However, with my female clients, they have more support. I feel like that they support one another more than men. Men are more private about it, so they're, you know, they're not going to have a conversation with another guy, you know, saying, I'm going bald, I need some help, do you know anyone that can help me, or what type of treatments are you using for, you know, your balding issues. So women are more open about it within their circle, wherein men are more private. So anytime that I do a consultation with the male versus a female, normally when the male comes in and I express to them what's going on and I share with them, you know, what is needed to restore their hair, normally, you know, they take a little bit longer to make a decision. So what I actually do is I take a picture of the hair. Well, this is what I used to do. Now that we have more advanced technology, you know, back in the day, I used to just take like a picture, Polaroid picture, and just let it sit there and develop. And I step out of the consultation room, and by the time I come back, they've taken a look at it to see, because a lot of them don't realize that, okay, this is major, until they actually see a picture of what's going on.
That's right.
So now what I do is I offer a microscopic analysis where we can, you know, take a look at the follicle activity under the microscope. So that just kind of brings everything to real life, if that makes sense, so they can see exactly, you know, what's going on. And it just kind of brings everything in and gives them a clearer picture.
Like,
if that makes
that.
Sense, they can kind of see. Yeah, they can kind of see what stage that they're in, what's happening, you know, at the follicle area or in the scalp.
Wow, and that's actually very good, because then, but at the same time, it can be a little surprising. And I've seen some of those analysis, and boy, oh boy, some of those on the screen, it can really shock you.
Absolutely.
Well, I've got to tell everybody, and I love how you used to always talk about identifying the curl pattern and all of that, and I still think it's very interesting. And, you know, in terms of, you know, letting it help you to figure out what types of products and all that, hair products and all of that. And would you be able to just share that again with our audience, Dr. Brittany James? Just tell everybody again about the identification. That would be great.
Well, absolutely. You know, everybody's into natural hair now. I think it's here to stay. It's not going anywhere. So a lot of the consumers have went natural, and a lot of them are still product junkies. And you hear me talk about this all the time. They're just using any and everything on their hair. First of all, when you go natural, you still have to maintain the health of your hair, you know, making sure that you're getting your proper shampoos, conditioners, leave-ins, et cetera. However, you want to make sure that you are using a system that works in unity. And what's going to help to determine your outcome is identifying your curl type first. That's going to take the guesswork out of what products are going to work best for you. Just because you're seeing someone on YouTube doesn't mean, you know, and their hair looks great, doesn't mean your hair is going to turn out like that, you know, with the products that they use. So the first step, especially when you are completely natural, is to identify your curl type. Once you identify your curl type, whether it is, you know, in the three or the four, normally, you know, African-American hair is either going to be level three or four, then we have the A, B, C curl type. So, of course, the A's are going to be more of a looser pattern, you know, a straight wavy, and then midway B, and then C is a little bit tighter, okay? And then when you identify either three or four, that's getting more into the texture itself. But back to the question or addressing the question that you asked, once they identify that curl type again, that's going to say, hey, you know, my hair needs a little, if it's tightly coily, and of course you want to, say for instance, you're 4B, that's tightly coily. So you want to actually use products or product lines that's going to give you more elongation or stretch to the hair. Normally when someone is 3C, then that's a little bit more frizzy. So you may want to use something, however, your hair is more finer in the 3 category. So, of course, you don't want to use, like, your heavier creams. You want to use something that's going to give you flow, airiness to the hair, but also prevent the hair from becoming frizzy and, you know, dry looking. So you want something that's, of course, going to define. So you use more of your mousses and your setting lotions in the 3 category, and then when you get into the 4s, you can start incorporating your creams. And there are, of course, there are tons of products on the market, and a lot of consumers are confused. But like I said, once they determine what their hair type or curl type is, again, that's going to take the guesswork out of what they need. And the 4s, they'll use more of the creams, and whether it be something, you know, they want more definition, or if they want more elongation, that's something that can be determined by looking at the label on the product, and it'll pretty much tell you or not this product is a defining gel or defining cream gel, or this is something wherein is going to give your hair more stretch, like a stretching cream.
Well,
and, you know, that's pretty much it. Once you identify, that'll take your guesswork out of, you know, what's going to work best for you. It just depends on what product line, you know, you want to go with, whatever your preference is from there.
Absolutely. What's great about it is that that's something that you can help to, you can certainly speak to your hairstylist about to help you with that.
Definitely.
Right. I'm just loving this. Well, Dr. Brittany James, we have to tell everybody. Now, folks, if you've just joined us, you're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I am on the line with, I call it the legendary Dr. Brittany James. I absolutely do. And you've just been with us at shows and just have done so much in the way of leading the trichology folks out there and also helping so many folks. With your wonderful shop out there and the clinic and all of that. So now tell everybody, you are located where? Where are you located these days and all that good stuff?
Well, actually, you know, pretty much I've been global, and I'll get into that in a moment to kind of bring everyone up to speed. But my central location, I'm located in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach, Virginia, in the Hampton Roads area. So that's pretty much my central location. But I travel all over the world, actually. I've traveled quite a bit from here, between here and Nigeria. So I've pretty much kind of went global now. So
I see. Now we've got a yes. Well, we have to say how honored we are. I mean, my goodness, you've done lots of changes since we've last checked in with you,
absolutely,
Dr. Bunny James.
So
now I want to talk about this new name, the Beard Huntress. You've got to tell us what that's all about.
Yes.
The Beard Huntress. Okay, I'm loving it.
You know, that kind of, I actually kind of, I don't know how to put this, but I came across, it started out as a really fun project for me, but I didn't think it was going to go as far as it has went or taken me thus far. I started out with a beard care company, and I started treating male beards, you know, and it was quite different, you know, from my average day-to-day work that I do as for treating hair loss, et cetera. So I began to like it. I'm like, okay. And then once I started to brand myself as the Beard Huntress, why trust your beard to anyone else? And then with my logo, it's like, okay, I was getting all these bearded guys, you know, requesting my services. And then I'm like, okay, well, beards are is hair.
Exactly.
It's simply hair, same, you know. So I just took the same approach that I used towards hair loss to actually start growing in their beards. I mean, I would get guys to come in that had problem issues, balding spots in their beard areas, or they may have, you know, they had seborrheic dermatitis or even, you know, eczema or, you know, psoriasis within the beard area. So I just took the same approach, and I've had such success with this tier of my business to the point where, and I took it globally over to Nigeria, and I prior to the pandemic, I was due to conduct the Nigerian Beard Festival, wherein I had crowned, I was going to crown the Beard King of Nigeria. So I had a huge audience over there, and even here in the United States and even in Europe, just from the Beard Huntress concept. So it has definitely taken me really, really far and opened up a lot of other opportunities, and I love it. This is a fun project to me. And it's so rewarding to see the guys grow their beards out so healthy and so forth, and to see all this eye candy around me. I love it. I love it.
Well, this is where we are definitely going to explore all of that, especially on this end where we kick off our amazing beard magazine. We already know who we're going to first.
So excited.
This is going to be awesome. We're just so excited. And Nigeria. So talk a little bit about what's happening over there in terms of the hair industry. It's a little different than here in America, but maybe you can shed some light on that.
Oh, absolutely. My last visit to Nigeria, I actually went on a tour. I did more pop-ups as you're trying to get to know the market. It is quite different. It's a harder market. But once they get to know you and you brand yourself, they love you. They love you. They're very loyal. But it takes a little time to break the ice. Whatever you're doing, you know, whatever products you're recommending to them, they have to truly know that it works. And, you know, once you get a few people, like influential people over there, you know, getting them to use your product, then everyone else pretty much kind of falls in line, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
So I went over there. My goal was to research the market. So I connected with a lot of the beauty industry professionals, such as your barbers, your, you know, your hairstylists, a lot of salon owners, makeup artists, et cetera, and was very successful with connecting with them. My goal was to connect more so, like I said, with a lot of the influencers. And once I connected with them, it was like, okay, it just really took off. So the challenge over there is the hair care product is very limited. So when you bring a product over there that truly works, they are very, very receptive because they don't have a lot of options there. In addition, we actually did a survey to see exactly what they were looking for, what were their issues in the hair care industry. And, of course, the first issue or challenge was hair loss. They want that's in demand. They want product that's going to help the hair grow. The other issue was hair color. Those were the two issues. And just having a dependable, you know, hair care line, the weave on, they call it weave on. Of course, we call it, you know, tracks or, you know, weave
right.
or sewing. They call it weave on. That's very much in demand. And you would think over there they would charge more for braiding, but you can get a whole head full of single, tiny, tiny micro braids for like $20, Warren.
$20, did you say?
$20, yes, you can get, and they're very, very nice.
Wow.
You can
We're
get,
heading
get
over to Nigeria.
Yes, everybody, like, let me get my hair braided. But they
wow.
charge more for hair weaving, you know, hair weaving and lace, the lace wigs, the hair replacement units are huge over there. So, but for the most part, I love the market. It's a new market for me. It's a challenge. And I, right now I have a Nigerian hair care business group on WhatsApp that I've put together, organized, that's been very, very successful and is growing because I really want to reach the beauty industry. It's very important that they know that they're worth more than what they're charging. So I'm going to be offering a lot of business classes on how to, you know, charge, how to brand themselves. You know, if they, like the barbers, they're cutting hair for very little over there. And they, you know, they're very talented. But, you know, they just need some help as for the branding. You know, a lot of them, you know, I was talking with some of the barbers. I'm like, if you just add a little bit more, slow down, add a little bit more detail to your work, you know, you can make, a, you know, a little bit more. You know, you may reduce the amount of customers that you're servicing, but you could charge more. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, so I'm looking forward. I'm going to be conducting a lot of, when I return, when they open the country, I'm going to be returning back, and the goal is to conduct hair or beauty industry summits, introducing,
industry.
Like
summit.
I said, the business and so forth. So I'm looking forward to that. I have a lot of projects that are on standby right now based upon, you know, once everything opened back up that I've planned or put into action.
Yes, well, I can already see that the next year is going to be a huge, huge, huge year for you, as always.
Yes.
And
yes,
you're always planning some amazing things. So I have
yes.
to say, what are some of the next big steps right away? Like, what's this thing? If they're announced, everybody's open tomorrow. Are you going to just catch a flight on out of here, Dr.
I
James?
Am. Yes, I am. I'm on standby. All they have to do is give me the go. Yes, I'm
I tell you. Well, I have to say, you know, when it comes to setting hair goals and talking about hair loss and working with these amazing folks over in Nigeria and working with the gentlemen in beards, we just say you stay busy. You really do. So we
yes.
are just amazed. Now, how can our folks out there, again, look you up? How can they, of course, connect with you? Now, of course, they can do it through the Hair Radio Morning Show and our app.
Mm-hmm.
But how
yes.
would what would you also tell them they can also catch up with you?
Well, one way they can catch up with me is via telephone. I can be reached at area code 757-914-5393. That's 757-914-5393. The second way that they can contact me is via my social media platform. Of course, my salon is Fruit of the Spirit Salon, so my social media platforms are also branded that way, Fruit of the Spirit Salons with an S, and that's on IG as well as Facebook.
Awesome. Well, listen, Dr. James, I have to say, I certainly want to check with and see if there's anybody you want to shout out to today, right here on our show.
Well, first, of course, I want to definitely give my mother a shout out. Without
yes,
her,
we love her.
None of
Please.
This would be possible. Yes.
Yes. Big shout out from all of us here at the Hair Radio Show family.
Thank
we love
you
her
so much. And of course, I was going to give you a shout out. I thank you for always
welcoming
me with open arms. Yes, this is my family. I absolutely love the Hair Radio Show.
Thank you.
And look forward to doing more with you, Carrie. I love
yes.
what you're doing.
You, thank
you.
You
actually.
Well, we're going to have you at the 8-day show next year.
I'm sorry?
The big 8-day Hair Nation Expo.
Yes,
we are coming to get you for that.
Yes, yes. You have to tell the audience definitely about that. I'm
yes.
really excited about being a part of that.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hopkins. And I'm Kerry Hines, right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders. And that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women. And Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for free.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with the Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course, talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
Hi, I'm Kerry Hines, and I've been in the hair and beauty industry for 25 years. It's my pleasure and honor to introduce you to Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner, two unique all-natural hair products from Kerry Hines Hair Care, especially formulated to remedy any type of hair issue. And the biggest benefit of all is that Kerapi Shampoo and Kerapi Conditioner grows hair. Kerry Hines Hair Care is the very first African-American-based company to infuse hair care products with caffeine. Why caffeine? Well, many of you are aware that stimulating the scalp is truly what causes the hair follicles to awaken. We were most interested in developing a proprietary formula that works on all hair types, whether you have a relaxer or are a naturalista, and not wash away or strip the hair following a color treatment. We're thrilled at the amazing following of Kerapi, and we thank you. Please register at Kerapi.com and join our Kerapi community at HairRadio.com. Again, I'm Kerry Hines. Thank you.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Kerry Hines. Now, I have two very special guests joining us today. Well, they're from the world of education. It is my honor to welcome back to the show Dr. Joel A. Freeman and welcoming for the very first time Dr. Walter Milton Jr. Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Good morning. We are honored to be with you this morning.
Yes. Awesome.
Thank you, Kerry. We love being here and looking forward to our time together.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I want to kind of jump right on in. Dr. Freeman, we're going to kick off with you. You were kind enough to help us kind of launch the Hair Radio Morning Show 5 years ago. Literally hundreds of episodes of this broadcast ago. And we're so excited because many of our listeners, you've touched folks around the world with your story. And so we're going to remind everybody about that, but I just wanted to officially welcome you back to the broadcast and how we were able to use that wonderful, wonderful interview as a great foundation for pushing us forward. And we're still here today. I think that's a big part of that. So thank you.
Well, I'm very thrilled at what you're doing and how you've done it, your integrity, your stick-to-itiveness, and it's an inspiration to all of us.
Wonderful. Well, listen, again, welcome to the show. And now I have to turn also to Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. You are from the Rochester, New York area, and you are, when I tell you, I was just blown away at your story when I started to do some research. School superintendent for years, literally, author. Yes. So education, to put it mildly, is important. So, Dr. Milton, I have to get in there. What, you know, where did this come from, this whole, you know, this journey that you are on, that you've been on? And this, I'm going to call it a track, I think, you know. So where did this come from in terms of jumping into the education or on the education wagon, I should say?
Well, you know, I had two teachers that impacted my life in ways in which one can never imagine. I had a teacher by the name of Adam Urbanski. He was a gentleman from Poland, and he talked about history. He was one of my high school history teachers, and he taught history in a way that you can only fall in love with. But he talked about the movers and shakers of history, the carriers of information, and how we have to learn to deconstruct things and find ourselves in the whole cloak of history. So he planted a major seed in me. Then I had a science teacher. Her name was Cassandra Frierson. And Cassandra Frierson said that I'm part of a history that goes all the way back to the beginning of time. And I was so glad to meet her because I had an experience in elementary school that my teacher attempted to teach black history, but she started off in slavery. And what happened, it had ushered so much shame and humiliation for me. So those early years of my life, I was on this quest to find out some truths in history and where I played a role. And Dr. Frierson, or Cassandra Frierson, she said that my past is inexplicably tied to the beginning of time. And so as a result of those two individuals, I went into education, became a teacher, a principal, and then a school superintendent, and decided to step down and start my own company. And then it happened again. And when it happened this time, I said, I'm going to take action. When this whole quest and this desire and this love and passion for history came out, I said, I'm going to do something about it. So Joel Freeman was the first person that I've called. Joel has been a close friend of mine for many years, and I know that he is the curator of many African-American artifacts. And I said, Joel, would you go on this journey with me, man? And he didn't hesitate. Here we are. 2.5, almost 3 years later, with a final product, a finished product, rather. And our goal is to share our love letter to the world. I mean, this is our divine purpose and our mission as to why we exist.
And that is the reason that you guys are here today. And that is to introduce us to this amazing new book. And I'm going to have to thank you, Dr. Milton, for that. I'm going to have to turn now to Dr. Freeman. I'm going to ask you, Dr. Joel A. Freeman, first of all, again, welcome to the show. And just want to say we are going to turn to you to talk about this amazing new book. We want to make sure and get that on out there, Black History, An Inclusive Account of American History. Tell us about this book.
Yes, as Dr. Milton mentioned, it's a labor of love. It's 1,248 pages, weighs 5.5 pounds, has well over 2,500 images throughout, And about 500 of those images come straight from the collection my wife and I own. We own over 3,000 items, documents, and artifacts. The oldest piece dates back to 1553. And so we have put together, Walter and I, as he mentioned, we worked for about 2.5 years, putting in 12, 16-hour days and working. I'm telling you, it was just like Groundhog Day every day, just working at it and then going to sleep and working some more the next day and just day after day. So it was just both of us look at it right now and just go, we don't even know how it happened, except God's fingerprints are all over it. And we started in ancient Africa. And the reason why we started in ancient Africa is because we did not want to reinforce the notion, either implicitly or explicitly, that slavery was the beginning of black history. We wanted to talk about the mores, the folkways, the hunting, the gathering, the fishing, the industry, the agriculture, the ancient African kingdoms that transcend the current geopolitical lines. And now we're ready for the good, the bad, and the ugly of the last four centuries. And even when we get into slavery and the slave trade, we have a whole section just about slave rebellions. We talk about the trickery used. And we have actual stories of how people were tricked into coming on the ship, and or to be kidnapped to get on the ship. So we wanted to give a whole different view about this that is not normally given, at least that we could find. And then there's a gentle timeline that takes us all the way through to the struggle for civil rights. We then, once we have included that, then we get into the whole area of the economic system. We talk about arts, entertainment. We have a section on sports, black quarterbacks, the integration of the NBA. And then we have a whole section on 50 states. And it's where we provide some insights into black history in each state. So whatever state a listener is from, there will be some specific just a showcasing of what has happened in their particular state. Then the final unit is all about the North Star. It's over 100 pages where we have a timeline from 1491 on that describes all that happened, our interaction between United States and Canada. And then we tell stories, we share stories from mid-1800s, from a book called Refugees, that a gentleman by the name of Benjamin Drew went north, and he interviewed a lot of people, and then he put 114 stories, their life stories, into the book. And so in our textbook, we start in Vancouver all the way over to Halifax, Nova Scotia, and everything in between. The Don Settlement with Josiah Henson, and so on and so forth. So it's really a wonderful way to show how people from the South, many suffered from Stockholm Syndrome, many just, you know, just the whole, how does a person leave not knowing where they're going to be going, and if they're going to get caught and maybe get killed or, you know, get chastised in horrific ways. And then the fugitive slave laws pushing them into Canada. So we really Walter and I have put together a book that the response we've been getting from around the country has truly been heartwarming, and we are very grateful to be the instruments used to be able to help put this together. And of course, as we've expanded, after the writing was done, our wives are very much a part of this project, and we're grateful to them. And then, more people came on that helped with curriculum design, with search engine optimization, media relations, professional development, and many other aspects that helped to, we now have a team of over 75 people that have helped to bring this to bear.
Well, I'm going to say, I think you have at least 76. I'm on board, too. Make sure and add me on
okay.
in to that, list. I saw that extensive list on your site. I was, at ph365.org. I was quite impressed. Listen, I want to make sure I get the title right. I don't. I think I just introduced it as Black History, but it's actually Black History 365. An inclusive
correct.
Account of American history. Is that correct?
Yes. We landed on 365 because many times people view Black History Month as the main time to talk about Black history. But we decided that this is something that is an inclusive account of American history. That's the subtitle. And we also quote from a gentleman on the back cover. He's a quote on the back cover. His name is James Baldwin. He said, "American history is longer, larger, more various, more beautiful, and more terrible than anything anyone has ever said about it." And that's really, when Walter and I saw that quote, we just said, that's got to be on the cover. Because that encapsulates what we have done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I have to say, as a matter of fact, Dr. Milton, I was going to ask you, being, of course, an educator as you are, and being out in the school system, how did that play a part? Because I just imagine that you were close, you were real, you had a real front row seat to what the kids needed, to what the students needed to learn. So I'm going to ask you, how did that play a part, or did it play a part in how you kind of, decided to come up with this idea that you guys have, worked on?
Well, it played a major part. What I saw in my years of education and what I still see now in working with school systems across the country is that there's a direct correlation with the lack of culturally competent instruction and educational approaches to the negative impact that has on student achievement. We also discovered that the lack of historical content has been a significant influencer of negative outcomes for Black students and communities, including lack of self-awareness, lack of self-esteem, lack of intrinsic motivation, decreased academic achievement, truancy, discipline referrals, and even some cases, some criminal activity, because what we found when our young people, not only Black children, but all children, when they have an understanding of who they are, where they came from, and the impact that their ancestors have made on this world, it just increases all the negative things to turn right into the positives, because we make that connection. And so what we found and discovered that the world, particularly America, is begging for something like this because of the past, our history that we have, and how those things still impact us to this day. So we wanted to really look at those things. We really wanted to look at the whole impact of the incarceration system and how that connected to education. And what we found is that there's this critical gap. And we believe that we have a solution for this gap. One of the things that we really focus on, and Joe will probably talk about that a little later, I'll just introduce the concept, but we said we need to develop critical thinkers, compassionate listeners, fact-based, respectful communicators, and action-oriented solutions. And we believe that BH365 will serve as an impetus to make that happen and to make our world a better place here in America, and to bring about a great deal of healing because we clarify things and misconceptions that we've been operating on for many years.
That's just, I'm blown away. And I have to say, Dr. Milton, and I was really touched, and I know we're here, we're going to absolutely get into every single aspect of Black History 365, you guys' new book, which is being used in the schools. But I have to draw some attention to when I came across one of your earlier books, that talked about this. It was, the title is A Matter of Life or Death, Why Black Men Must Save Black Boys in America's Public Schools. And I know you've written a couple of books, but that was, I read a little bit of the synopsis and I was just very impressed. So thank you for all the work that you are doing, that both of you are doing on this incredible, incredible topic that, believe me, even, you know, I could put this on every day, you know, for years, and it would still just be scraping the surface of what needs to be done. But it's a wonderful thing to do as much research, and you guys can hear it. You've done a lot of research. I see the work, and it is incredible. It is absolutely incredible. So thank you both for that.
Thank you so much.
Yes, well, very much welcome. Well, listen, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the All-New Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. It's my pleasure to welcome these two incredible educators to our hair radio. And Dr. Joel A. Freeman, he's been with us before. We're so excited to welcome him back. It's been 5 years. And he's joined, of course, or we're joined with Dr. Walter Milton Jr., who we're also excited, a New Yorker, a fellow New Yorker, to the broadcast. And now, Dr. Freeman, you're in Maryland area, correct? Aren't you still out in Maryland?
Yes, not far from Annapolis.
Okay. And so we have a lot to talk about, because just trying to catch everybody up a little bit, and then I have some more questions for you, Dr. Milton. But just to kind of bring everybody up to speed, Dr. Freeman, I recall that you started off early on and you were a chaplain for, wasn't it the NBA? And you did all these amazing things and just had such I think it was, well, what seemed on that interview, just a deep understanding for folks at an early age. And that's what I got from that. And I was just quite impressed and went on to create that whole space with all these artifacts that you have that chronicle the lives of folks all the way to Africa and here. And so I'm just very impressed and, you know, just happy to have you here. So what can you tell us about your collection these days? Anything? Of course, we've got your book, which is going to be a big part of that, Black History 365. But what else can you tell us about the collection that you have amassed all of this? And I know you have pictures inside the book, inside of Black History 365.
Yes. Yeah, it's a big part of the book and a big part of, I think, the contribution, because it's exclusively available to the book, the images. There's now over 4,000 high-resolution images.
Amazing.
And anyone who tries to put together something like this without images, it's just very difficult. And what people, when we went to the printers in Ohio who manufactured this book, one of the young men, I don't know how long he'd been working there, but maybe a decade or two or close, 15 years maybe, and we were just talking with him, and he says, yeah, he says, when I came in this morning, I thought I was working on a National Geographic project. and so the collection is made up of over 3,000 items. We've done two exhibits at the United Nations. We had over 1 million visitors. I've done three in concert with the White House. I've done two at the Clinton Presidential Library. I've done a number with Secret Service at their headquarters in D.C. and a number of other venues around the country. And it's just been wonderful. And when Walter called me about this project, I didn't have to think about it, because I knew intuitively that you know, I had been building this collection, and it's perfect for a curriculum in terms of the types of items. I would pass over 200 items to get to that 201st item that would help tell the story. And so I was very selective about the items that I collected and brought together. So it's kind of a unique type of collection, and I think when people get the textbook and they start looking at the images, especially the first two units, because you know, the first two units are about ancient Africa and slavery and the slave trade, So I have a number of items. For instance, I have one item when I was in Elmina Castle in Ghana on the banks of the Atlantic Ocean. Mm-hmm. And I met with the village elders there, and they voted unanimously to donate a set of shackles, an actual set of shackles from Elmina Castle. And I was truly humbled and honored by that, because I don't think they did that very often.
Exactly.
And so those are the kinds of stories behind many of the pieces of the collection. Just had over 75 given to me, and you know, had to acquire a lot of things myself. But this gentleman, his father worked for TWA Airlines.
Well, so did I. Wow.
Oh, really?
Yes, small world.
So he was responsible for all the continent of Africa back in the 40s and I
wow.
think 50s, right in that range. And he had, of course, being with working in the airline and into Africa, he had many people sourcing original artifacts. We're not talking about stuff for tourists. I mean, original, like doors on a chief's hut, you know, and shackles and masks and figurines and all sorts of items. Well, his dad passed away. Of course, his dad, working at the airline, could ship it back to California.
Sure.
And when he passed away, my friend told me, he said, I'm going to make sure that there's a number of these that are in your collection. He had this sense of urgency, and my friend Pat passed away about 3 months ago, he had this urgency
wow.
to get these items to me, and he wasn't even sick, you know, just had a massive heart attack, and he
wow.
was gone.
That's...
And so I feel very honored, and am holding those items very carefully, and we have some of them pictured in the textbook in honor of him and his family.
Wow, that's very nice. I have to say, just when I look at this amazing book, Black History 365, and you mentioned 1,248 pages, I have to wonder about the schools. Like, how have the folks received this book, the textbook? How Dr. Milton, let's ask you that. How has it been received by the teachers and the students, for that much?
They have received the book extremely well. Many of them are not only saying that this is for 9th through 12th grade students, many of them are saying this engages all ages. This should be a book that's in every household across this country, in particular, and in general across the world, because it had so many features. It really does. Also, Morehouse College down in Atlanta is going to be one of the first colleges launching the textbook in January. We are also in a conversation with Hampton University in Virginia that's going to do that. And then we have had a number of people who have purchased personal copies of the textbook. So we believe that it has this book throughout the pages. It's a healing mechanism. I just want to quickly go back, if you can indulge me for a quick second,
sure.
To talk about these images. And I don't know if I've ever shared this with Joel, but it was an extremely tedious task to find the images. And he, like he said, he would go through 200 images just to get to that 201 to say, hey, this is it here. I mean, it wasn't anything that was easily done. I mean, it was arduous and it was daunting. And in some cases, I saw and felt the pain that he went through just to make sure that it was beyond excellent, because the images not only tell a story, the images bring the words alive of that book.
Wow. I'm blown away. I love as you respond to this, and you're just painting an amazing picture of Black History 365. Now, how do folks find this book? Dr. Milton. How do folks get their hands on a personal copy or an edition for, you know, like you said, it should be in every household?
Absolutely. Well, we're asking the world to go to bh365.org. That's bh365.org. And one of the major features that we have in the book, besides the mini QR codes, because we wanted to have a strong integration of technology, we've also embedded music in the book from award-winning Grammy producer by the name of Dr. Kevin Cates, affectionately known as Kale. And Kale has developed 40 songs. He's a producer for Jay-Z, T.I., Rick Ross, Drake, Snoop Dogg, and a host of others. So we have an expert who has put together amazing songs, and he got the words from the text. And they are just powerful. I mean, they will bring tears to your eyes.
Is this kind of like a soundtrack for the book?
Yes, yes, you can definitely say that. And as Joel said, we have a Hamilton in the making.
Wow.
I call it an anthology of Black history, because basically we've done is, you know, he's doing a song for each chapter, lifting lyrics from the text itself and the concepts surrounding the text. And so you start in ancient Africa and bring it all the way up to George Floyd, you know, some of the things that are happening in our culture today. It's like ripping pages out of the headlines, the way we've done it. And then we have an e-book version that is available, and so that will allow us to even add more items, you know, as things happen in our culture, so that we can continue to keep it updated in the e-book version.
And that's important, right, always to make sure that, you know, I keep going back to, I forget whose book it was, but I like that word living, like living history. It just keeps on going, and I love that. I have to tell you, this is just amazing. We're talking with the authors of this amazing book, the folks behind Black History 365, this amazing, incredible book. We're talking with Dr. Joel A. Freeman and Dr. Walter Milton, Jr. So we're real excited to have them with us today. 1,248 pages. This is a huge book, but it is packed with so much information and knowledge that we need. And I can't say it enough. I really can't. I think this is a game changer out there. Dr. Freeman, why was this so necessary, though? Well, you know, there are tons of books. Folks will say, you know, I saw the books that were out there when I was in school, and those history books seem just fine. What do you say to folks who say something like that, Dr. Freeman?
Well, every time there is a racially charged incident in America, there are some very smart people, passionate people who get on TV. You know, we affectionately call them talking heads. Right. And you can almost, if you're running a betting game, you could bet that someone's going to say, in so many words, we need to have a national conversation around the topic of race relations in America. And one gets the sense that 3 months from now, a year from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, perhaps that same person will be saying the same thing. And, you know, people protest in different ways. We have comedians who use comedy expertly to protest. Some write books. Some will write poetry. We remember the protest songs of the 60s and the protesting in rap music and hip-hop music. And some protest by demonstrating, marching. The way Walter and I protest is by putting in the 2.5 years, 12, 16-hour days to come up with a solution to the education gap in America. Our protest is we look at it in terms of solutionist approach, so that we can start these conversations. So we have something in the textbook that is proprietary to BH365, is we have something called the Elephant Experience. Now, the Elephant Experience, and we could spend a whole show just talking about the Elephant Experience, but it's a whole idea of okay, we have these topics that people don't like talking about. It's uncomfortable. And topics that cause some people to talk at or past each other. Some people block each other on Facebook or other types of social media. And so what Walter and I wanted to do is to come up with a process. Cause why an elephant? You know, connection with Africa. Hey, there's an elephant in the room. Probably your favorite joke in second grade was, hey, how do you eat an elephant? One spoonful at a time, one bite at a time. So there has to be a process, a schema, a methodology for dealing with the elephant. And then, of course, the hippocampus of an elephant is extremely large. And their EQ matches and rivals that of chimpanzees and some species of dolphins. So it has to be something that's sticky, something that is that engages, not just momentarily, but for the long term. So that's what we did. So topics such as 3/5 of a human being, Uncle Tom, the N-word, reparations. Are we in a post-racial society after having a black president for two terms? Can a white person ever truly understand the black experience in America? Scientific racism, lynching, and should we tear the statues down? Things like that, topics like that, we have a certain process that is a healing process, not a divisive process, where students can be... where we have professional development trainers that train the teachers in setting the environment so the students can create an environment that allows for these topics to be dealt with in a way that is beneficial. And where there there's a binary choice, we have QR codes that provide the pro and the con, you know, the for and against views. And so it invites people outside of their confirmation bias bubbles and gets them into a realm where they begin to see the other side and or at least hear the other side. And then using the Socratic method, the students engage around it and come up with individual or perhaps even collective understanding about something. So to get back to your original question, the need for something like this. And the response we're getting from principals, from educators, from superintendents, from people who have, historians. I was talking with a historian the other day, and he was saying he's up to page 500 already in the textbook.
Wow.
And he was saying that he was just delighted. He said, oh, my goodness. He's checking out the QR codes. He's engaging with it. And he just said, I just cannot believe a resource like this is finally available. This is what I've been talking about all my life, and a resource like this.
Absolutely.
So, when it comes to the distinctives, we believe that we have something that is very uniquely crafted. It's designed for healing. It's truth-centric. It has the music attached to it. It has QR codes, so it's engaging with technology. We start in ancient Africa, so we're not reinforcing implicitly or explicitly the notion that black history started slavery. So we bring all these elements together that we've discussed, and we brought it into one textbook. Now, we're also planning to create a K through 8, so K2, 3, 5, 6, 8 grade bands. Those are coming. And we're using the 9 through 12 textbook, which, by the way, engages all ages. We're using that backbone information to then be contextualized in the 6 through 8, 3 through 5, and K through 2 programs. So now, getting back to how I started this response, now we're starting to get people, to kids, to start talking about the tough topics in a contextualized manner from kindergarten on. And hopefully we'll be able to measure results with the students, the teachers, and perhaps even the parents. And, 3 years from now, 5 years, 12 years from now, to see what kind of impact this can have on our society that is so polarized politically, and to really get people to engage coming through the lens and the gateway of history, which an inclusive account of a history so that we can somehow see healing happen in our country.
I totally agree. I was thinking as you were just explaining that, I'm thinking to myself as well. You know, that's the thing. We're all, you know, when we look back at how when we were in school and taught history, and it really does, I hate to say, but it really, that's kind of where you, what you get is, you know, for Black history, anything that's relating to Black culture is usually starting with slavery. And so I so appreciate what you have just described in Black History 365. I so appreciate it because just to be able to connect back to Africa and just see a place in, you know, how, you know, folks of Black descent, just African descent rather, just figure into everything. So it's amazing to me. And I have I'm kind of blown away just to talk to you about it. So I'm excited for folks to get their hands on Black History 365. It is important. It's an important, important book. So so what else is there out there? You and Dr. Milton, as you mentioned, there is music involved in all of this as well. Can I get my hands on some of this so I can play some of those songs on the Hair Radio Morning Show? We'd love to get some of those music files over here. That
well, it's
awesome.
It's probably the music is so good, and I can't wait till you hear it. And I think that maybe Joe and I could send you a demo copy for your ears only,
okay.
Because it's going through the process of being produced and recorded, and so we're going through all the legal aspects of that. But in the meantime. We can give you something that you could look forward to coming out, and I think that we would love to have you once we get the green light to play it on your show, because it's going to be a Grammy award producing set of music, and I give all the accolades to God first, but I give them to KO. Who was used by God to do this, to do this work. I mean, the music is incredible. And as the kids say, it is highly dope. So,
awesome.
So
awesome.
I think that, you're going to love it. You really are. And, you know, Joel and I are just so honored that you allowed us to be here today to share this, one of the most passionate things in our lives, you know, Black history. And Joel talked about us being utilized as a vessel. You know, we had many moments that we worked throughout the day, and we'll talk, you know, how do we get here? How do we do this? Where did this come from? And we just know that this was all divinely inspired. It really was.
Absolutely. Well, I have to say, I'm going to just, before we close out on this part today, I definitely want to just make sure everybody is aware of, again, how to get their hands on Black History 365, your website. Please give us that again. You know, Dr. Freeman, Dr. Milton, please tell everybody how to get their hands on this amazing book.
Yes, BH365.org. BH365.org.
Okay, and that is just awesome. And we're real happy about that. Yes, indeed. And also, just to let everybody know that you guys, this is not the end of Black History 365 on the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm so happy and honored that you guys are here. You know, we're announcing right now just an interview arc where we're going to have a few shows at this time, and then we're going to roll out something long-term that kind of can, you know, take parts of this amazing book. We're going to say Black History 365 is the name, and we're going to cover it a little bit more in depth. We wanted to just kind of do a quick introduction, if you will, and talk about some of the things that are inside of this amazing book. And I've got to tell you, we're going to be able to get into some of, before I let you guys go today, we're going to tease this because I want to get your opinion of, you know, of things that are happening today and how you can tie them to Black History 365, Black History 365. And I know that you can. And we're going to have that a little later for you guys, or we'll put it on our website as well. So that's just a nice little tidbit that we'll get into a little later. But first, again, I want to thank you. Before we go, Dr. Freeman, why don't we start with you? Is there any last thoughts or anything you want to kind of close out this portion today of our interview? Anything you want to leave us with? Like those amazing sayings that you used to have. You used to give us all these wonderful sayings that I always love. Anything that you want to tell us today?
Well, I think that the main thing I wanted that comes to my mind right now is that this textbook is transcendent. You know, as we say in the subtitle, an inclusive account of American history.
Inclusive.
And so the whole idea of the term inclusive, I want everyone who's listening to realize that this is an opportunity to engage all ethnicities and ages, you know, in terms of young and older generations, different backgrounds. Some come from more urban areas and some come from more rural areas, socioeconomic aspects. We've tried to include everything. Plus, when it comes to STEAM or STEM, you know, science, technology, engineering, and I like to put in arts and then M for mathematics, we've provided different
STEAM
aspects. Sorry?
No, I was saying yours is STEAM, not just STEM.
Yeah.
STEAM, like that.
That's right, STEAM. There's STEM and STEAM, and I prefer STEAM. But it's so if people are looking for this to engage on all aspects, you know, we have some very interesting topics. I was talking with someone just recently, and she was saying that she says, "Well, I'm an educator," and she said, "My response to this once I started looking at it is I don't really know that much," and we don't want that to be the takeaway. But we want it to be the incentive that when people approach this topic, you know, and we talk about the Great Migration to the North and then to the West, you know, that in all the different topics, the Harlem Renaissance, and we even have a whole section in there, Carrie, that I think you'll love, is what about taking back the hair care and beauty industry?
Well, that's coming up in our next segment.
We have a whole section on that.
I thought I'd
spring
that on you a little later. Yes.
So that's on my mind. That's all. It's the inclusive nature of the textbook. Walter?
365.
Well,
yes,
I just wanted to say we didn't have an opportunity to talk about our advisory board, but hopefully we can do that next time we come back on. We have incredible people like Kathy Hughes, Benjamin Crump.
All my favorite folks. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Agabriar Bryson, the grandson great grandnephew of Annie Malone.
Yeah,
you'll know
yeah.
Annie Malone. Joel has done a lot of extensive work regarding her and a host of other wonderful people. But I want to leave with celebrating you, Carrie, because I know that you bring so many people, you give so many accolades, you know, through your work. But I want to give you an accolade, you know, just my short time of knowing you and hearing you and hearing about you and researching you as well, you are truly a merchant of hope. You carry hope for so many people's lives, you know, and I can hear that hope in your voice, your heart, your soul, and your spirit. And I just want to wish you the best always.
That's very kind. Thank you very much. It means a lot. I appreciate that. And I have to tell you, when I hear those names and you know, Kathy Hughes, she's been my, you know, starting out in radio and being one of my favorite folks in radio. And back when I didn't see many folks who are African-American doing that and just being such a big forerunner out there, I'm just blown away. And Benjamin Crump has been on my show. He's been on our broadcast just like you guys. And so I had a chance to chat with him, of course, and even Akbar, I think the gentleman, I've chatted with him as well. So, and Annie Malone, all of this comes full circle. So I just have to say, I'm blown away. And again,
to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right, we're back live. It is Thursday morning, March 28, 2024. I just want to make sure that we're clear. It is broadcast number 973 today, 973. I just enjoyed this broadcast. I want to bring Michael Hopkins back to us live here. Michael, down in Virginia. Yes, beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia. We've been having a great show today. I heard from both Dr. Freeman and Dr. Milton a few minutes ago. Just enjoyed
that whole
segment. Always something bright and great to share in there in that space as well with that beautiful textbook that is just awesome.
Always.
Yeah, Black History 365. Yeah, awesome. So just awesome, folks. Okay, listen. Tomorrow, Michael, we've got a big show. It's Fanday Friday. It's our second Friday down in the Houston area. So I am super, super excited about it. I can't wait. I really am very, very happy about it. And we'll talk. Listen, I've heard some folks, great job on the entire show was fabulous today. Really was.
Oh, yes, it was, Carrie. I mean, it was just all the way live.
Yeah. We'll be back 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central for a brand new episode tomorrow of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Special guests and fans talking right here live on the air and so much to share. Also, very special music tribute. You'll need to tune in and find out just who we're featuring. All right, Michael. So, anything you got to do? Well, you're hanging out with the grandkids today, right, Michael?
Oh, very much so, Carrie. I'm hanging out with one of my youngest granddaughters. Her name is Emma. And it's going to be fun today.
Big shout out to Little Emma. Okay, awesome. Well, Michael, you are truly, you're not just a leader in life. And the veterans, of course, can certainly corroborate what I'm saying. But also on our show, you and myself, we're two-thirds of an incredible on-air team that stars Nicole Marie, myself, and Michael Hopkins. And if today really was your first time checking us out, we'd love to hear what you have to say. Shoot us a line, a text, whatever you got to do, a smoke signal, bat signal, whatever.
Just let us know what you think.
Yeah, but I'm real happy about all that we're doing. Check out my magazine. I'll be working on the next edition of AfroLock Magazine. You can find it at AfroLockMagazine.com. That's AfroLock, because we have a lock on Afro culture. So again, AfroLockMagazine.com is the website.
We do.
So, Michael, all good stuff. We've just been knocking it down. Tomorrow, I should tell folks I have an announcement. So I'll wait till tomorrow in the kickoff power hour to talk about this, but you're going to love it. So, Michael, good stuff today. Anybody you want to shout out to today? I know you're shouting out Emma.
Oh.
Anybody else you want to shout out to today?
I'm going to shout one more person. I'm going to shout out my lovely wife, Miss Vanity.
Just appreciate and adore Miss Vanna on our broadcast. Well, excellent. That's what we're talking about, Michael. I got to put on a little bit of Our Kind of People and then our outro, and we'll see you back here tomorrow. Make it an awesome Thursday. We just did. Awesome.
You can't break me, I was born to ride. I can't keep up.
time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors: Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host Carrie Hines, celebrating over 10 years in release. Get an updated version today on Amazon. Be a guest on air or join the Hair Radio Morning Show for a panel discussion that's all about hair, beauty, and